Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this short update that we've got. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart, just polishing those binoculars.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of things are going on. Before we get going, I want to read Isaiah 14, or part of it, from verse 4. And this is very important. We've gotten a lot of, I would just word it, astounding replies when I brought up Steve Fletcher's work. And I know a lot of people don't like to be disturbed, and they call it fear porn, and that's not at all what it is. The command of the Lord Jesus Christ was to watch, speculate, try and figure it out. I mean, that is the command, and verified by Paul in a number of places, and I believe verified in the book of Revelation as well. So anybody that wants to classify what Steve is doing or what I talk about, what Larry talks about, as fear porn, then I would advise you not to read the Bible at all. Because if you're not if you do not have the fear of the Lord, you got a problem in the first place, and you probably better just throw the Bible in the fire and get warmed by it, because it's not going to do you any good. The Bible is full of information that would scare anybody if they read it. And maybe that's why a lot of people don't read it. But in the book of Revelation, it says the fearful shall never inherit the kingdom of God. They just won't inherit it. And there's a reason why he says that. I guess it ties back to the fear of the Lord. I don't know. Anyway, Isaiah 14, starting verse 4, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how has the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke. He that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted, and none hindereth. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no fella is come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. And I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. What do you think, Larry? King of Babylon. We know America's Babylon. We know that for a fact. A lot of people refute it, but it doesn't matter. What do you think?
Well, that's really interesting, and I'd shared with you just before the show, and I didn't tell you this morning when I talked to you, but I'd been considering a dream I'd woke up with this morning, early in the morning hours. And what was so strange was, as I was in this dream, it seemed like I was in an ancient time. It appeared to be a rabbi sitting in a chair there, and he had in his lap a Bible. It wasn't like a Bible like we have. It was a really big book. I mean, a big book. And he had it open, and I had shared something with him, and he was looking at some verses, and it wasn't the Bible. I could look over his shoulder a little, and I saw the writing, but it wasn't like the Bible today. I don't know, Isaiah kept coming to mind, but I didn't see any headers or numbers. It's like the old Torah, you know, where it just all runs together. And anyway, and what was so interesting was this rabbi got really excited, and he said, "Oh, I see now." He said, "Here it is. It is Obama." And what was odd is I was waking up from that dream, I was remembering your experience with, you said you met Obama or Lucifer.
Yes.
And, and I can't interpret that dream. I asked the Lord to give me interpretation and understanding, but it hadn't came yet. But it was so strange, it seemed to dovetail into your dream experience that you had.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Obama has always been a mystery. Nobody knows where. His grandma said that he was born in Kenya. We found out through the sheriff's department over there, and I can't remember his name now. But anyway, he did an investigation. Yes, and he took a bunch of investigators over to Hawaii, and they found out that the birth certificate was, in fact, a fraud. It was, in fact, not right. And nobody pays any attention to that. Of course, you remember that when Obama got the Peace Prize, the spiral that was over Norway. Well, somebody, I went on Google and I started typing in posters for Obama running for president. And guess what? There is a poster of a spiral with Obama in front of it. And what did we have in Norway when he got the Peace Prize? The spiral in the heavens. And to this day, they've had various explanations. But anyway, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. Steve Fletcher has really brought forward something else again that's very, very interesting to me. He says that he was told by the Lord to do the number of days between when WHO of the United Nations, the World Health Organization, declared the world pandemic, which was on March 11th, over to Obama's speech, which is to be May 16th, Saturday, at 8 o'clock in the evening. It's 66 days. Now, what's also very, very interesting, from Pentecost, May 31st to August 1st, to Biav, that very mysterious feast day of the Jews, that is more akin to the Christians being removed, is 66 days. Now, why would we have those kind of numbers popping up? And then, so that is a total of 6666, right? So that's kind of interesting. Because guess what? Bill, House H.R. 6666 of the 116th Congress. Now, 116th Congress is actually a 9/11 in code. So people better beware. Anyway, H.R. 6666 is called TRACE. And it's about everyone being tested, everyone being traced, even going into your home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Definitely has to do with the Bill Gates and the Mark of the Beast and whatnot. And, of course, 666 is the mark system of the beast. So it's all very, very interesting to find out that Obama is connected to WHO. And, of course, he is through George Soros and all these Bill Gates and the rest of them. And a lot of people think, and I think Steve Fletcher also thinks that there's something going on here behind the scenes. And, it doesn't prove necessarily, but sure, the clues are the clues are mounting. And we'll find out. Maybe it's not Obama. It might be somebody else. We don't even know. But there, like Steve Fletcher has said, there's something going on very strange behind the scenes concerning world government. And they are now moving into high speed. And I would agree with that 100%. How about you, Larry?
Oh, yeah, I have to. And on my blog today, I posted what's interesting is suddenly now Obama is coming out in public and fighting with Trump, two rulers. One ruler that's never left the throne, basically, that's Obama. He's still in the throne's background, the shadow of the throne. And
yep.
Trump, who's trying to remain on the throne, if you will, and Obama trying to unseat him. And what's interesting is George Soros came out today with different articles, and I posted them on my blog. Here's one headline from Drudge. George Soros, coronavirus changes everything. Capitalism up for grabs. Endangers our own civilization. Everyone is fearful. We need to work closely with China. And then he also made another comment. George Soros is warning that Trump is in self-destruction mode, that the coronavirus is taking him out. What do you think?
Yep, I think that's exactly what this is all about. Destroy the middle class. In the Bible, in the book of Revelation, there's only two classes, rich and poor. Look it up for yourself, folks. It's in there. No middle class. Middle class has been destroyed. And, okay, we're going to do a longer show probably on Wednesday. But U.S. deploys B-1Bs, warships in South China Sea, as China nationalists call for the invasion of Taiwan. What's your latest on that, Larry?
Yeah, we're watching that really, really close. It's not making any news in America particularly, but I did vet it, and it appears to be true. You know, China just sent a carrier and some ships through the Taiwan Strait, which is really unusual. But we haven't had the fleet because of our carriers and warships being pulled back away from Asia. We can't really do anything about it, and it appears that China may be beginning to make a play for Hong Kong and Taiwan while we're down with coronavirus.
Yeah, I think I would be, you know, this is that Armageddon script, war everywhere, like your friend said in his vision that he saw. War just broke out everywhere. Deep State, Obama, all these guys, they got to move pretty fast now. They're committed. And they're not going to back off, and they're not going to stop. And they do not care. In fact, they rejoice over all my listeners and the people of the world basically dying. There are too many people on the world, according to them, and we've got to get rid of at least 7 billion of them now. And we got to just figure out a way to do that. And it's very, very fascinating, all this. Any final word there, Larry? That's about
as far
as an update. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that a suspected 4.0 earthquake in North Korea, there's concerns that it could have been a nuke test, and at the same time, we're having trouble on the Pakistan and India border and the China-Indian border.
Yeah, and we had some earthquakes in California, and where else? Was it
Vatican City?
Yeah, that was a 4.0. That ought to be a clue. Anyway, folks, things are moving very, very rapidly. It's hard to keep up with this. The dots are showing up in bright light. The numbers of the Lord are showing up, and I'm sure we'll have more to bring. And like the Lord said, just watch. Keep your eyes on things. I firmly believe that Steve Fletcher is absolutely right when it comes to a Christian timeline that's coded in Daniel that we have not seen before. And there was a professor, as I said, over in Minneapolis, Minnesota, that had written a book a long time ago saying the exact same thing. So it's just fascinating. And speculative, but after all, that's what we're supposed to do. That's what the Lord commanded us to do. What I say unto all, he told us, what I say unto you, I say unto all. Watch. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care, and we'll be back immediately if anything breaks loose. Anyway, good night. Yo. Hello.
Huh.